This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's thrilled today to be joined by two brilliant leaders who work in the world of workplace violence in health systems. We've got leaders from the UVA Health System. We're joined today by Eva Special and Susan Jackowitz. They're going to talk about what they're seeing, their focus on workplace violence, and a lot more. Eva, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then Susan, I'll ask you to do the same.
Sure. I've been a nurse for 16 years. Most of my background has been working in trauma, surgery, critical care, and some experience in trauma admitting and the emergency department. My current role, I'm a nurse manager for a trauma surgery acute care unit and also for our wound ostomy team. And I co-chair our workplace violence prevention program, which we call SAVE, with Susan.
My name is Susan Jackowitz, and I have been an administrator in academic medical hospitals for the last 24 years. I started out as a outpatient clinic manager and have progressed. And previous to that, I had been fortunate to work in the field of mental health and disabilities, and I chair our SAVE program with Eva.
And take a moment. So let me start with you. Between the two of you, you've been in healthcare for a combined 40 years, I think, between the two of you. And so this question of workplace violence, give us a sense of how that feels today versus 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Just in general, is there a big difference in what you see out there in terms of workplace violence today versus 20 plus years ago when you got started?
I think it is certainly ramping up in terms of what we are seeing. The respect for healthcare providers has changed throughout the years, and the frequency in which we are seeing these incidents is increasing on a daily basis.
Eva, your perspective on the same. You've been in this for 15, 16 years. Is it markedly different today versus 15, 16 years ago when you got started?
Yes, I agree with what Susan said. It definitely seems to be ramping up over the last few years, particularly. Also, we see a lot of workplace violence with patients as well as visitors increasing. And I think also there's a little bit of a shift happening among healthcare workers in that they're, and we're encouraging this, more reporting of these events and less acceptance of it, and a little bit of a change in the culture of it being just part of the job, which is what we want and we're encouraged by. But overall, it does feel like the events that are happening are more frequent in nature.
Yes, from a healthcare system perspective, and you two are both helping to run this program at University of Virginia Health System, one of the great health systems in the country. What can and should health systems be doing about this? You mentioned encouraging reporting, so you just don't let things go. You report them so that there's a good clarity of what's going on, people have a sense of it. But what else can health systems do to try and reduce the amount of workplace violence and reduce the stress in the workforces?
Some of the things that we have tried to focus on are ongoing training. We've developed a number of resources for our team, so we've tried to be proactive in terms of putting supports in place so that our teams know how to identify risk points for our patients and can be proactive and put things in place to prevent incidents from happening prior to their occurrence. Eva, other options?
Yes, when we talk about reporting, we recognize that there's a lot of underreporting that happens. We really want to capture all incidents of workplace violence, including verbally aggressive behaviors, verbal assault and abuse, sexually inappropriate behaviors. We really want to be inclusive of all of them, not just physical assault. We have recognized that when we see these behaviors early on, like a verbal abuse, if we can address that earlier during a patient's course, we can help prevent it from escalating to a physical assault, which is what we want to keep our team members, to help keep our team members safe. So reporting, we know we really value is important. Also, it helps with our data collection. So we've been trying to focus a lot on data collection. This can help inform our leaders on where we need to direct our resources, where our hotspots are, and what we need to do to address. frontline engagement, we've recognized as really crucial when we look at, when we want to know what's happening in the patient rooms, in the clinics. So having engagement from our frontline staff has been critically important, as well as our interdisciplinary team that we have through our program.
Thank you. And in terms of the workplace violence, is when we talk about it, like we're talking about today, is most of it from patients, or is it from other people in the workplace, or is it just random citizens who have a complaint about health systems? Where's the most that you're seeing?
So our work has been focused on patient violence. So we have not been focused on random violence. And that is what we are seeing the vast majority of in our health system. So we are not seeing random people walk into a health system, nor are we focusing on caregiver to caregiver violence. That is not the focus of the work that we are doing. So we are really focused on patient violence or patient harm. And so that is the focus of our work. And so I think it's important to be clear on what we are doing. And so that is the vast majority of what we are seeing and the vast majority of what's happening across the country.
Thank you. When you look at sort of patient-centric workplace violence, patient-driven workplace violence, how much of that do you attribute to, and I know it's not, I know there's not exact numbers, but how much is that due to behavioral health, mental health issues, versus people just being very difficult people? I mean, how do you sort of look at those things, and can you, do you think about it that way, of how much is this due to just truly behavioral health, mental health issues, versus people just being like road rage type thing?
Yeah, we absolutely try to quantify that, and that's part of why we focus on reporting and data collection so that we know where we need to put forth our energy. And so the majority of our events are related to delirium, dementia, or impulsivity, as we label them. So maybe your traumatic brain injury patient, your patient that suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's, or hospital-acquired delirium. We do see the majority of that, but with our data collection, we have seen a little bit more uptick of what just the angry, aggressive patient, and there has been a lot recently over the last year with our psychiatric patients.
Thank you. And you mentioned a little bit sort of trust in the healthcare community and so forth. Can you measure whether someone that's politically motivated by people that are just anti-CDC, anti-vaccine, or anti-whatever, is there any of that, or is it not really the direction of the reporting, or is it just more anecdotal when somebody gets off on a political rant about it?
That has not been what our data has demonstrated.
It has not been what I'm sorry, what has your data demonstrated? It's not been politically driven. It's more just people that are behavioral health or road rage type things like that.
The delirium dementia has been more what our data here at UVA Health has demonstrated.
Thank you very, very much. The future of workplace violence, I mean, it almost seems like higher education as well sees this, or education sees this at every level. More and more security guards, more and more everything, more and more quick intervention. How do we, besides reporting on it, how do we further try and limit it? How do you further try and reduce the workplace violence?
So we're focusing a lot right now in our efforts on training and education. So having our team members know what is workplace violence, what is the definition of it, and then what can they do to prevent incidents from escalating, and what can they do to respond when there are significant events. And so that's a big focus. Along with we're trying to meet all of the new Joint Commission standards that are out, which is supportive of that same work of training and education.
Thank you. And how much patients, what's the measure of patients that have guns and stuff like that? I assume you're trying to avoid them coming into the hospital with guns. Is there some of that or not that much, like gun violence?
So we have a policy here at UVA Health that guns are not allowed in our facility. And so that is a standard that we have. And so that begins sort of our work.
Fantastic. So no guns. So that's hopefully that helps somewhat. At least there's not people bringing guns in the facility. It's a fair statement.
That is what we hope. Correct.
Thank you very much. Susan Ava, I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, Avery Special, Susan Jackowitz, who helped head up workplace violence prevention efforts at UVA Health System. I mean, what a trying and challenging time. And thank you for your good work in this area. And let's hope the tensions keep on lowering so we see less of this. But with behavioral health problems, it seems like there's going to be some of it for some time, at least, if not forever. But hope we can do more and more to reduce it and mitigate it.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Thanks for having us, Scott.